I'm 55 years old. At this point right now, I feel as good, other than, you know, the old bones are getting old, but I mean, I feel as good
fix that too, George. Don't worry.
Good. I feel as good as I did when I was 30 years old.
Well, that's the way you should feel.
But I didn't feel that way a few years ago.
Well, then you're doing some of the right things.
Yeah.
Now, some of the things that you can do for coronary artery disease or for heart to protect yourself against heart attack is what you're doing, which is early detection. But there's niacin, which is an over-the-counter nutrient that can lower cholesterol. There is the B vitamins that can lower homocysteine. Homocysteine is a marker of inflammation within the body. Folic acid is very important. That can lower inflammation within the body. You can, increase the amount of water in your diet. You know, make sure you're drinking pure water, at least 8 full glasses a day, maybe more if you need that, to help flush the body and to keep yourself well hydrated. Exercise is tremendously important. Good sleep. We're finding that people who don't sleep well through the night have a much greater increase in heart disease, diabetes, people who snore, who have sleep apnea, they don't sleep well through the night. And because they don't get into this deep state of regenerative sleep, they don't release the natural hormones that are important and part of our youthful metabolism. One of these hormones, human growth hormone, is not released properly if you don't sleep throughout the night, if you don't sleep deeply. So there's a whole litany of interventions that you can do to protect yourself, not just from heart disease, but if you protect yourself from heart disease, you're going to protect yourself from certain forms of cancer. You're going to protect yourself from Alzheimer's disease, maybe from diabetes as well.
Do you see the day where technology will really give us, for example, synthetic blood, or will that never happen?
Oh, no, it's happening. Stem cells will give us synthetic blood. We'll be able to grow all the artificial blood. It won't be artificial. It will be natural blood, but we won't have to have people to grow it in. Stem cells will allow us to grow unlimited amounts, vast amounts of I don't want to say artificial, but laboratory-produced blood. But artificial blood or synthetic blood, there are several manufacturers out there already that are in various stages of FDA approval. The same thing with organs. There is a technology that I'm very familiar with because I was one of the pioneers with this company, Organ Resuscitation Technologies, ORS, has a technology for helping to resuscitate and reanimate organs that are taken from cadavers, that are taken from people who have died, who have the organs can be as long as 2 hours old. And reanimated and resuscitated and used for transplantation. There's been over 3,000 people who've received kidneys in this way who are alive and healthy today because of kidneys that have been resuscitated and regenerated through the technology of organ resuscitation technologies. So there are major breakthroughs, miraculous technologies in the pipeline of the entire biotech revolution. And they all play a part in anti-aging. And so that's why I'm so bullish and so happy about the future of medical technology.
You know, the Bible writes how people, Methuselah and Noah, they lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, I don't know, because people are always trying to decipher whether, a year was different in terms of how they cataloged it. But assuming they really did live hundreds and hundreds of years, what were they doing?
Well, the planet was a much cleaner place then. People were living a much healthier diet. And even after the flood, the patriarchs lived to be 120 in the Bible. So, forget about Methuselah at 969 years. I don't know whether he really made it that long, but, I hope he did. Gives me a little, something to shoot for. Even after the flood, the patriarchs were 120 years of age. Well, right now, we know that the maximum human lifespan stands at about 125 years of age. Anecdotally, there are people out there who claim to have lived as long as 135 years of age, and there's every reason to believe that that is possible. and you throw, and these people have done it without the aid of advanced medical technology, you throw in the new medical technologies that are coming on board, and lifespans of 130, 150, maybe even upwards of 200 do not seem impossible anymore.
Why do some of these huge tortoises live so long? What do they have that we don't?
They have better antioxidant protection systems within them, and they have a slower metabolism. And so oxygen, we live in an oxygen environment. We're oxygen-breathing machines and burning machines. And in the process of burning oxygen, we create free radicals or oxidative components which gunk up the works of our metabolism. These free radicals will damage anything they come in contact with, including our DNA. And unfortunately, our DNA repair mechanisms are not as strong as we would like them to be. If we can bump up our DNA repair mechanisms artificially, which we may be able to do in the laboratory, in lower animals, in lower test animals, when you improve DNA repair mechanisms, these animals live a lot longer. In the lab, the reason why I'm so confident that anti-aging medicine is the real deal, and that not just a increased quality of life, but increased quantity of life, is because in the lab, whether you're looking at cats, rats, dogs, planaria, fruit flies, gerbils, roundworms, or yeast, we can routinely and easily increase life expectancy 30% to 300% depending on the technology we use and the animal we're looking at.
That's dramatic.
Okay, now if you apply a 30%, let's just say you can only get 30% in people. Well, what's that? That's another 30 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and we can do that in the laboratory every day with simple interventions such as antioxidant supplementation or caloric restriction.
In theory, if we can pull this off, I'll get back what I put into Social Security.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
But the even better news is, George, you won't need to collect Social Security because you will be healthy and vibrant and productive and earning more money than you ever have any time in your history.
You mean I can do this show until I'm like 150?
Maybe 200 if you're lucky, George.
I wonder what radio would be like then.
Well, it'll probably be in our heads because we're now inputting, or we now have technology with artificial cochleas to directly beam sound into our brain. And with, implant technologies where we can now control computers with thought alone.
Well, I'm opposed to chips in our bodies, but you know what? I probably endorse putting little radios in everyone's head.
There you go, especially if they're tuned to you.
Absolutely. I think I'll champion for that.